It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Miss Noel. Been gone a couple weeks. I have missed you, Noel.
Oh, my.
I hope you have been doing well.
Woo.
Had a wonderful week. She getting ready for something. She's
looking at that. I know
that. Hey. She got something going on.
Oh, no.
Indeed. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right. So.
I thought she's trying to find that Olympian. Like if you're just tuning in, Trinity Rodman's mind. By the way, you seen her teeth?
No.
You seen it? She got a diamond on her tooth. Implant. She got it put in. This ain't nothing, some grill that she takes out at night. Trinity Rodman, just like her father, has added to her look.
A little over the top.
She got a diamond in one of her teeth.
I call that the Kanye special.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
As long as her team wins a gold medal.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Exactly. And speaking of another team that I am looking to win gold medal. So you guys know that like all the companies with sponsorships, and especially that sponsor specific athletes like LeBron James or Breonna Stewart or what have you, they all have their signature shoe, right?
Right.
So, all the basketball players are going overseas with their signature shoe. I'm sure New Balance sent Coco Gauff over there with something, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Nike has pulled something out of the bag that I did not expect. I have looked at almost everybody's Olympic red, white, and blue, or whichever colorway you're from. Actually, Breonna Stewart did something really interesting. She went with like a Paris floral print instead of going with the red, white, and blue theme.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. She's the only one that kind of went like avant-garde, outside of the box a bit with it. I'm sure she'll have a all red or red and white situation on the court. But yeah, that was the one she released to the world. I thought that was interesting. But in all the digging that I did to figure out who had what, when, and where, I found Nike gave us something very special and very specific for the 2024 Olympics.
Yeah.
So, Nike will drop, actually they've dropped two colorways, we'll get the official Olympic colorway in a few weeks, but they have dropped the Nike Jam shoe, which is specific for breaking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They going to sell some of them now.
We got exclusive breaking shoes by Nike, and I got to tell you, they kind of sweet.
Really?
I like the price point is really nice, right at $120. They look really clean, like you can wear it, casually, business casually, up, down, but I really like it, and I think that it should do a good job of taking the breaking team to gold. I have the list right here. It seems like they don't start their competition until August 9th. It seems like that's the women's qualifying competition. It will be on E, and we will go from there.
Okay, I got to stop you because I got questions.
Let's go.
The questions are with the music that they're going to be able to play. Now, is this going to be all original music? Because there's some rappers that could use some money, could use some royalty checks, right? Well, so they obviously are not going to do that. They're not going to play. I don't think they're going to play original, but I don't know. So that's my question. What music, or how's the music being provided?
Well, they let the gymnasts perform.
Okay, so are they going to be able to pick their own, or are they going to have to create? Because like I said, we're talking royalties.
Oh, we are.
If you put that on the Olympics. Right, like if I wanted to hear Hollywood Swinging by Kool and the Gang,
was it JT?
But I mean, for the gymnastics, they're able to get it and they pay the rights fees.
Yeah, so I don't
whatever.
See why they wouldn't pay. I mean, television usually pays the rights to for the song, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
Television and actual art and the athletes are different. Commercials are playing that music coming out and going into commercials.
No, I'm talking about when the gymnasts perform.
You're telling me that that Network A has the ability to tell Simone Biles, we're going to play this music for you, or Simone picks it.
No, she got to pick
it. She's got to pick it, okay? So it's her. So I'm saying the athletes pick it, not the networks.
Yeah.
Well, right, networks, I'm just saying that they're clear to.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay to play it. I don't see a pay discrepancy there.
No, I just feel like it's going to be a whole lot of royalties for this new sport to get the music that we know that usually is associated with,
right,
break.
Because I'm with you. Like it's got to be some late 70s, 80s
exactly
classics going on if we're going to break. Like we got to break. We got to take this back to like it's Electric Tube Boogaloo. Yeah.
Oh, not
we
that.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
really
we do.
Have to do that?
Because it's going to be bad because we're going to see Taiwan show up and they're going to use that.
Well, and they got to do it. And you know they got to do it because they have Sung Choi from Queens, New York.
Oh, my goodness.
There you
go.
Yeah,
we went to the Mecca.
She's doing her homework on this one. Thank you.
To get somebody breaking, we got Logan Edera from San Diego. We got Jeffrey Lewis out from Texas. And we got Victor Montavolo from Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee,
Florida. Yeah. So, yeah, we have four Olympic breakers. They have qualified to go to Paris and to put the cardboard out on the floor and put the velour jumpsuit on and to get it popping. And I cannot wait to see it. And
I can't
hoping
wait.
Everybody's going to be in their brand new
wait.
Nike jams.
You know, I can't wait to see Snoop's reaction to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, man.
He better be calling that one.
And Flav. Go ahead and get Flav over
what
there, too.
What a seven-second delay.
Yeah,
boy. So,
Seven-second delay. That's the middle one. That's going to get the highest ratings.
Yeah, I think this is going to be fun.
Yeah, put Snoop on track and field and put Snoop on breaking. And we're going to have a good
and
time.
And you know the basketball team will all be there.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron's going to show up. Steph Curry's been talking about the places he wants to go and see. And here's the other thing, too. How much of the family do those athletes get to bring or – I mean,
it depends on what, if you can, finding places for them to live, accommodations, that's the thing. Now, the ones on teams who've known they were going to be there, they've had time to do that. But think about somebody who maybe wasn't so sure they were going to make it. At the last minute, they make it or become an alternate and can go.
It didn't stop Derrick Ambry.
Well, no. But she found out that she was going to go, and she's taking both of her kids.
Yeah, they in Paris. So.
Which caller from the Celtics? Who got put on the team after
Derek White?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him with his family. We've seen Anthony Edwards with his family. I haven't seen Steph with his family, but I'm sure they're there. We haven't seen Steph LeBron with their family. But we've seen some people, you know, with some family members over there that have made accommodations.
But I think people who are playing on the pro team sports, I think they'll get there. I'm talking about the individuals who make a team and they got to figure out a way to get their parents. They got to get passports.
Yeah,
they
got
to find accommodations. Plane flights got to be ridiculous trying to get over there right now.
Well, I heard about what happened with the rail system. There was a concentrated attack on the trains there. Somebody wanted to make some noise, and they did, and they affected some 800,000 people.
People who are trying to get out of the city.
Out, around, the time it's down, just all of it. It's just a mess. So, you know. But luckily, we did. You know, it happened. It was tended to. But as far as what we saw on TV, Mother Nature was the only, you know, hiccup as far as that. Otherwise, it looked like it went off pretty well.
Looks fine. We got everything going on now. We got tennis. And I just heard from my cousin that she would join us tomorrow morning to talk about the Olympic tennis tournament.
Hey. I got to apologize.
Karen, we got
Karen.
Karen.
Last
Karen.
Week there, but that's
be
good.
Be great to have Karen for staying on tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll talk some more Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. All right, what else is on your mind?
Let's see. Oh, speaking of all the things that all of the Olympians want to go see, the events that they want to attend, Steph Curry was instigating some drama between Anthony Edwards and the U.S. ping pong team.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, Anthony Edwards thinks he can do all things.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Do all things, through all things, for all things, at all times. So he is adamant that they are not going to skunk him 21-0, that if he played the U.S. ping pong team, that he would get at least one score on them. So
wow.
I want to see if he can weasel himself into their practice to get that done.
He'd get killed.
Oh, yeah.
He would get killed.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get
swapped. It would be, it would be ugly. Hey, another question. Do you think those guys are missing not being a part of the Olympic Village?
What was that?
They're not going. Ever since.
They never have.
No, they went in 92 when Barkley and those guys, because they talked about that. Barkley talked about, I'm not sitting in this village. And they went out. Then after that, here in Atlanta, and then the other Olympics.
They've always had
the professionals have had other places to stay.
In 2004, they stayed on the Queen Mary.
They started with the cruise ships there shortly thereafter. Yeah. My thing is, do you think they miss being in there?
No. I think they're used to a different type of accommodation, and they don't want to go back to doing that. Now, other people who are doing it for the first time, and a shout out to the Frederick twins out of Druid Hills, Sanaa and Soleil, they're on the team for Trinidad and Tobago. They qualified for that team at 18 years old. They're coming out of high school. They're going to Georgia in the fall, and they're on the team. They posted on their social media what their room looked like in the Olympic Village. I mean,
so they got different, and they got different levels,
right? But I'm saying they're glad to be there and to share in that experience. You guys who play the professional levels, they're used to a different accommodation.
Those guys aside, and I agree with you. Here's one person I'm thinking of, Coco.
She probably stayed in the village.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Coco, she's probably there, right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, she's excited.
See, I can see Ant-Man being wanting to go down. Maybe he just dips in and dips out.
Maybe so. I mean, they'll say you can't go and if you know people down there.
And they got clubs and all kinds of stuff in there, right?
They can go down there and hang out. Yeah. Olympic Village is happening.
Did you get a chance to go in there in Greece?
I didn't get a chance to go. I was over there. You know what? I did go in one section because we had to go and see someone that was working out over there, and that's where I had to go for an interview. So I went in a section of it. But I didn't go like going all around it, you know. But I did get a chance to go in some of it.
Okay, Noelle, I'm sorry we stepped on your thing here.
No, we're talking all Olympics. This is all the stuff that we want to talk about. Yeah, but I just thought that Nike making a special edition breakdancing shoe was just incredible to me.
Now, when can people get it?
So in Finish Line, there are two versions out now. There's a black version with a gum sole, and there's a tan version with a white sole. But the Special Olympics version has yet to be announced, but I think it's supposed to come out mid-August.
Okay.
So we will see them actually breakdance in them before we're able to purchase them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's good advertising.
Good advertising. Let people see it on TV a bunch of times, and let's go buy them. Okay.
These are the breaks.
For real.
Okay, there you go.
For real, you know.
I got to tag everything that you say here, but I want to wait till you're done there. Because, okay. Well, you can say something there. I got to throw this on there because, you know, there's insignificant information and there's timely information. And I have timely information.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Okay. And as we sit here and talk about the Olympics, today was the day the bomb exploded here in Atlanta.
Oh,
Today was at Centennial Park. Today was the day, July 27th, during the 96 Olympics.
Where were you at that night?
I was at home. I wasn't here. I was actually, it was a weekend, right? So I was just.
It was Friday night.
Friday night. I was going out to play because I was down the dial. I was, you know, 96, so I was out in the mix. So,
yeah.
But I was going up to the other side of town because remember, everybody got, people in Atlanta got worked up into a lather about, stay off the streets, don't do this, because the Olympic traffic's going to be crazy and all that, right? And it wasn't all that bad.
No, they were all on the freyway. You could, if you knew the surface streets,
exactly.
You could go wherever you wanted to go.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing, though. Tracy, when she takes Kyle around, okay? Kyle was a kid then. And when she has told this story ad nauseum that when Kyle, his friends or other family members say, Kyle, you were a young child. You remember the 96 Olympics when they were in Atlanta? He goes, yeah, I went to this event and I went to that event and I went to the bomb because they were in the park that night, when the bomb went on. They were on the other side, of course, but he mentions it like an event.
Yeah.
Like he went here, went to basketball, went to, and he,
like that was the concert, that was, not the bomb.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
But that's what he says as a little kid.
Yeah.
I went to the bomb. So,
my sister was out there that night, too.
She was running Jocks and Jills over there, so they would just cross street and come over to whatever event they had tickets to. Mm-hmm. But she was you know, she had her son with her that night, and so they went and Ferris wheeled it and did the. But then the bomb went off.
Yeah, that.
And so now
everything.
All these years later, he says, "Yeah, I was at this, I was that, and then I went to the bomb."
Edition breakdancing shoe was just incredible to me.
Now, when can people get it?
So in Finish Line, there are two versions out now. There's a black version with a gum sole, and there's a tan version with a white sole. But the Special Olympics version has yet to be announced, but I think it's supposed to come out mid-August.
Okay.
So
okay.
We will see them actually breakdance in them before we're able to purchase them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's good advertising.
Good advertising. Let people see it on TV a bunch of times, and let's go buy them. Okay.
These are the breaks.
For real.
Okay, there you go.
For real, you know.
I got to tag everything that you say here, but I want to wait till you're done there. Because, okay. Well, you can say something there. I got to throw this on there because, you know, there's insignificant information and there's timely information. And I have timely information.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Okay. And as we sit here and talk about the Olympics, today was the day the bomb exploded here in Atlanta.
Oh,
Today was at Centennial Park. Today was the day, July 27th, during the 96 Olympics.
Where were you at that night?
I was at home. I wasn't here. I was actually, it was a weekend, right? So I was just.
It was Friday night.
Friday night. I was going out to play because I was down the dial. I was, you know, 96, so I was out in the mix. So,
yeah.
But I was going up to the other side of town because remember, everybody got, people in Atlanta got. Worked up into a lather about, stay off the streets, don't do this, because the Olympic traffic's going to be crazy and all that, right? And it wasn't all that bad.
No, they were all on the freeway. You could, if you knew the surface streets,
exactly.
You could go wherever you wanted to go.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing, though. Tracy, when she takes Kyle around, okay, Kyle was a kid then. And when she has told this story ad nauseum that when Kyle, his friends or other family members say, Kyle, you were a young child. Do you remember the 96 Olympics when they were in Atlanta? He goes, yeah, I went to this event and I went to that event and I went to the bomb because they were in the park that night, when the bomb went on. They were on the other side, of course, but he mentions it like an event.
Yeah.
Like he went here, went to basketball, went to, and he.
Like that was the concert, that was, not the bomb.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he,
really.
But that's what he says as a little kid.
Yeah.
I went to the bomb. So,
my sister was out there that night, too.
She was running Jocks and Jills over there, so they would just cross street and come over to whatever event they had tickets to. Mm-hmm. But she was, you know, she had her son with her that night, and so they went and Ferris wheeled it and did the. But then the bomb went off.
Yeah, that.
And so now
everything.
All these years later, he says, "Yeah, I was at this, I was that, and then I went to the bomb."
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.